Daily Scramble Live, it's Human Crafted Radio. I'm Zach Churchill. And you're listening to Laguna's only FM station. Last week, I was talking about the Coffee with a Cop event taking place on Saturday, and I kept saying that I was going to go. So on Saturday morning, instead of staying in bed like I wanted to, I got up, I took my little boy Leland, 11 months almost, and we went all the way down to 470 Graceland Drive here in Laguna Beach to have coffee with the Laguna Beach Police Department. And let me just say, it was an epic experience. I'm going to be totally honest. I got there and there were a bunch of police officers. Imagine that. And police department vehicles. And I got there a little late. So I got there around 10:30. So I got there in the last hour, and there were just a handful of civilians chatting with the police, and I parked my car, and I got nervous. I was like, what am I doing here? I don't have any pressing issues to discuss, but I just wanted to follow through with what I said I was going to do, as well as, you know, have Leland meet a few cops, maybe take a picture, and you know, it'd be a cool thing if I ever get pulled over, just pull out my wallet and be like, oh, look, I'm friends with the Laguna Beach Police Department. Here's my baby being held by Sergeant Jim Cota, something like that. So anyway, I almost left. I called up my fiance and I was like, Arena, I don't know. I don't know about this. She encouraged me to go do it. She's like, just bring them out there and, you know, talk to them. So I went, and long story short, because I'm totally rambling right now, but it was an epic experience. I got to chat with Sergeant Jim Cota, nicest guy. I'm always reading his name in the news. He's the guy who's always corresponding with the various media outlets in town and throughout Orange County. So I'm always reading said Sergeant Jim Cota, according to Sergeant Jim Cota, and now I got to meet him. He's a very awesome guy, loves alternative music. So I actually have a request for him later. We're going to play some Foo Fighters for Jim. But I also spoke with Officer Natasha Hernandez, and I have an interview with her. She's the brains behind Coffee with a Cop. So I'm just going to play that right now. This is my interview with Natasha Hernandez from Coffee with a Cop. And I wanted to thank the Laguna Beach Police Department for being so cool with my little boy. Leland was really happy and had a great time. So hopefully he stays out of trouble. That is my hope for this kid. Anyway, here's the interview with Officer Hernandez. It's KX93.5. This is Zach Churchill here for KX93.5. I am at 470 Graceland Drive on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Laguna Beach, California, and I'm speaking with Officer Hernandez. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm really excited to be here. I've been talking about Coffee with a Cop all week, and I said on air that I was going to come and check it out, so here I am doing my due diligence. I got to talk to Sergeant Jim Cota, and I also brought my little boy here, so Leland is here, and I just wanted to ask you, apparently Coffee with a Cop was your idea. I wanted to hear a little bit more about the backstory, where else it's been done, how you got it started here in Laguna Beach.
So Coffee with a Cop, it's a community engagement program, and it's a way for us to connect with our residents. So we'll solicit a driveway in our neighborhood, and you know, the residents can sit there and offer up a driveway, and we'll pick one that we see fits, and we'll show up with coffee and donuts and just talk with the community about any questions, concerns that they may have. There's no set agenda, no speeches, just us here to build that relationship.
That is such a great asset and something that we could really utilize. How often do you have a Coffee with a Cop event?
We have these set up every 3 weeks.
How does someone in the community listening right now that wants to offer up their driveway, how can they do that?
They can send me their information on Nextdoor, and we'll, once we have a date set, we'll go ahead and contact them if it fits, and then we'll go from there.
Great. And what are some of the pressing issues that you've been hearing from people this morning?
Some of it is parking. Some of the recent vehicle burglaries where, you know, people are leaving things. It's a crime of opportunity. So it's just educating people and having them change their behavior so that way they are not victimized.
Okay. Yes. Crime is down overall. And for 2017 in Laguna Beach, the only thing that is really up are those crimes of opportunity. So burglaries when people leave their doors open, and so people just need to be vigilant about that. But overall, you guys are doing an amazing job. So thank you so much for everything you do, and we look forward to seeing you and some of our listeners at the next Coffee with a Cop event in 3 weeks.
Sounds good. I hope to see you there.
Coffee with a Cop. Not a bad idea. I'm enjoying it. All right, that was my interview with Natasha Hernandez, the officer with the LBPD behind the Coffee with a Cop movement, trend, showcase. It's going to be every 3 weeks in a different driveway locally. So if you'd like to offer up yours or go to the next one, it was pretty fun. Here is a request for listener Jim Coda, The Best of You by the Foo Fighters. It's Daily Scramble Live. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Will you bother and resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Are you gone and on to someone new? I needed somewhere to hang.
Will you bother?